just so scared of malfunctions, dude. Okay, Five Nights at Freddy's is fucking funny because while that can happen and a severe malfunction of springs can happen, I don't think a bird's gonna haunt it, right? I'm not scared of that shit. Bitch, I can pray like six like Ave Marias and I'm like set, right? But like if a fucking animatronic gets near me and that shit has like it's supposed like fucking pipe or a hydraulic freaking like if it has like a and it's near me, I'm running the fuck away. Cause that shit can blow up in any goddamn second. That is what I'm scared of. Is what I'm scared of. Jesus. What about the R-Trust? Okay, the R-Trust is good technology. That I trust. It's like foul proof. There's like no such things as like malfunctioning there. That's a normal human reaction, bro, but I know it is. But when it comes to moi, it gets amplified by a thousand. Dude, I'm so scared of mechanical parts. Oh my God. It all started when, I mean, it didn't start like that, but it just took me one sight to be scared of that for the rest of my life. You know how car engines have like a rubber band? That it would call it like the time band, la banda de tiempos, and it goes like puk, 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 puk. My brother put his goddamn index finger there. That shit got ripped off. Like the superficial skin got ripped off. That's all it took me not to fuck with mechanical pieces. Ever. 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 Ever fucking ever. And you know what I'm also scared of? Electrical malfunctioning. Well, it is silly to get shocked. Because when I went to the arcades, I actually went to like, there's like a monkey game where you would hold like two things. You'd be like, ah! And that shit would like give you like electricity, right? It's right straight pumping to your veins. Dude, the fear of getting electrocuted is so bad. Why would he do that? Because he was eight. And he likes cars. He's okay. He's fine. He's fine. He's fine. Huck, I once tasted battery. Oh, yeah, of course. I used to suck in batteries when I was like a little kid. Explains it, right? Makes sense. Yeah, electricity is no joke, dude. Oh God, me opening about my. I can't believe this set is like, oh yeah, let's clean up files. Ooh, let's digest music. Two, I am not scared of Five Nights at Freddy's, but the scientist in me tells me different. Do I need help? Yeah. Maybe. Maybe I do. The Forbidden Jolly Ranchers. Do you calling in the car? It was lame, dude. It was pretty fucking tame, I'll be honest with you. Come on. My brother used to cut plug cables when he was a baby. Oh, dude, you know what? You know what my cousin did? She liked playing house. And she was like, oh, what? He like, she had like dolls and she had like all that shit, right? And she was like, oh, it's just a home. Oh my God. Let me open the gate. Because she saw her mommy like open the gate, right? So she grabbed the freaking house keys and she put that in a freaking outlet. That's all it Funny you mentioned electrical malfunction because I've been with the. Ah, that's horrible, dude. I know how that feels. That's why I freaking have a gas generator. People look at me weird because I have a freaking gas generator. But you know what? I might look like a weirdo, but ha, I have electricity, fucker. She plugged a key into a power outlet. Yeah. And that shit just, like, bah! She burned, like, the whole, like, line. She's alive. That won't kill you, man. Like, 120 watts will not kill you. It will, like, shock you at the least. Yeah. She's fine. Like, come on. That's, like, lame. Lame electricity, you know? Just a little shocking, yeah. Probably, like, woke up some neurons she was, like, lacking. But when you're a child, bro, when you're a child, you can survive anything. Raise your hand if you had a lamp with bad wire. Yeah, the death tangles. But those death tangles feel good. See, I'm an animal, too. I like getting shocked. Like, a little bit of, like, ooh. Like, you know, like, testing the devil, like, you're like, oh, like, you know, you're just touching it, like, like, that shit's good. That shit's good. That shit feels good. But real electricity, never. All right, guys. I think I'm probably going to cut it here. I had so much fun talking to you guys. But I think I'm done traumatizing you. For today, at least. I actually have to work on my... I have to set up my song list for tomorrow. I have to pray to all the gods for the internet company to come early morning tomorrow so they can fix my fucking internet. Because tomorrow we're going to have an archive karaoke. And yes, I also need to eat. But yeah, I'm going to private this chat room when my internet's back, and we're going to switch it to Monday because I do want to play Devil May Cry. Especially because I'm using Paco Sensei's beautiful art as a thumbnail. But yeah, tomorrow we're going to have an archive karaoke. It's going to be at 10 p.m. EST. It's going to be lots of fun. It's going to be on the weekend so you guys can stay up. And let's sing edgy songs. An archive, yes. So be there or die. Thanks for the interesting Satsu. I like talking to you guys. I get riled up whenever I do a Satsu. So I should do more Satsus, honestly. Dude, I'm so stupid. I was just like, all right, let's see who's streaming so we can raid them. If Altair's still streaming, go ahead and go to a stream. So stupid, oh my god. All right, I'll catch you guys later. Thank you so much for coming to my weird-ass Satsu. I love you guys, okay? Haka la vista. Bye-bye.